Hi, this is Michael on Baby Mountain Radio's production of Caregiving for Dementia. This is episode number 68, which I'm going to name Inheritance. Inheritance. And I'm not talking about the inheritance that you receive when someone dies. I hope you enjoy this episode on Baby Mountain Radio's productions of Caregiving for Dementia. You're listening to Baby Mountain Radio productions of Caregiving for Dementia, a family struggle with someone who has dementia. I want to talk this week just a little bit about inheritance. And I'm not talking about the inheritance that you may or may not receive when someone dies. The inheritance that I want to talk to you about this week is the stuff that no one has control over. Your looks. Your attitude. Your thinking on life. In other words, what I'm talking about is, you know, when you're first born, everybody seems to think that you look like this one or you look like that one. So you inherit your looks. You got this one's nose, you got this one's mouth, you got this one's hair, this one's eyes. You know, that kind of stuff. But you also inherit some bad traits, or traits that are not as seen until you get a little older, such as your temper, your bullheadedness, that kind of thing. You know, doctors seem to think that if you do drugs when you're pregnant, the baby is addicted to whatever drug you were taking. If you drink, your baby is an alcoholic. He's addicted to alcohol. Well, that may be true, but one of the things that I keep trying to tell Mom is when she doesn't want to do what we need her to do is that I inherited her bullheadedness and my father's temper. Mom can be quite headstrong. If she doesn't want to do something, she's not going to do it. So with this dementia, when before Mama got dementia, she just didn't do it. She stood her ground. But with this dementia, if you just wait a little while, you wait her out, she gets tired, and then you're able to do whatever you need to do. So I keep telling her, you know, that I've got her bullheadedness, which means I'm just going to stand my ground and, you know, she's going to eventually do what we need her to do when we need her to do it. Most of the time, that works. But there are times when that doesn't work very well either. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. When the one that has dementia has a headstrong attitude about some things at times. It's one of those times when you don't know whether to go ahead and do what you need to do or whether you just hold off and wait for them to be cooperative. Most of the time, I can wait her out. Most of the time, it's not very long of a wait because she gets too tired. But then there are times when you don't have the time to wait. you don't have time to play around. You don't feel like playing around. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning when you get woke up from a dead sleep from somebody screaming. First off, it startles you. Second off, if you get up too quick, you get a head rush. And I don't know. I don't know what to say here. It just, one of the things that you inherit from your family is a lot of times you inherit their health issues, their health problems, their health conditions. Whether that be something as serious as cancer, or if that would be something as mental as dementia, Alzheimer's, however you want to pronounce that. You could end up inheriting all of that. And that's one of the things that I and my older brother worry a lot about. We're to the age where this stuff, this dementia could hit us at any time. And he and I both are forgetting things. I'm in my 50s and I forget things. I go to say something and I forget what I'm saying. Now, I've never gone out somewhere and forgotten where I was at and not been able to find my way home or find my way where I was going. But I understand that there are a lot of people that do exactly that. I know Mama, one of the last trips Mama made to West Virginia by herself. She made it to West Virginia and she made it to hometown. But she got lost trying to find my sister's house. That's one of the reasons why I think she gave up her driver's license. It dawned on her that she was not going to be able to go out and find her way home eventually. And I think that scared her. But as far as inheriting something like that, it's possible. It's possible to get this dementia because it's in the family. I honestly think my grandmother on Mama's side had it there toward the last. Another one of my sisters and I were sitting on Grandma's front porch and Grandma looked at us and said, "I want to go home." We looked at each other and said, "Grandma, you are home. You're sitting on your front porch." "No, I'm not," she said. "No, I'm not. I want to go anywhere but here." And she was sitting on her own front porch of her house. And so if that's any indication as to what this dementia does, and any more, Mama doesn't know a whole lot. She doesn't remember a whole lot. I'm not even really sure that she knows who I am. And that makes it rough when you're trying to care for them when they don't know who you are, because they start lashing out just a little bit if you try to do stuff that they don't necessarily want you to do. I know in Mama's case, she doesn't always know who I am. Now, she eventually figures it out, but that does not necessarily mean that she knows who I am every time I go to do something with her. And it makes it really rough because, you know, she's got, oh, how do I put this? When you're raising kids, you do what you need to do when you need to do it, how you need to do it, and they're fine with it. They don't have any umph to fight you back. But with Alzheimer's, they may not know who you are as you're trying to take care of them to keep them healthy. And if they don't know who you are, they start lashing out at you. And it, I don't know how to tell you. It just, I understand why she lashes out. I mean, just think about it. If you had something that caused you not to know who everybody was, and they were doing stuff to you that you did not want done, wouldn't you lash out a little bit? I know I would. And so this is what really bothers me about this dementia and the fact that it is inherited, because I'm forgetting stuff. And that's scary on my part. And I'm nowhere near Mama's age. Now, Stephanie and Michael tell me it's nothing to worry about. Really? After all, that's how Mama started. She'd forget a word here and a word there. And then it would come back to her. But you know, Mama always called the roll when us kids were coming up. Mama always called the roll. No matter which one of the six of us she was talking to, she'd always call the roll. And she'd finally say, oh, you know who I'm talking about, talking to. Is that where this dementia started? After all, this dementia stuff is quite slow in its development. I mean, 6 years ago, Mama was walking, talking, and driving. In 6 years, we went from all that to not doing anything and not knowing anybody. It's not a long time, really. 6 years goes by quick. I mean, my goodness, Michael's 23 years old. And it's like yesterday I picked him up out of the kitchen sink and he peed all the way down my front. From my nose all the way down. But that was 23 years ago, and it seems like yesterday. Mama's been fighting this dementia now for 6 years, and it feels like it was yesterday that Mama was able to walk and talk and drive a car. I've said quite a few times in this podcast about not quite losing Mama quite yet. Which is good. I mean, we still have little glimpses of Mama. But with this disease getting worse, it's eventually going to get to the point where we don't even have those little glimpses. I often wonder how I'd react if I got this dementia. Am I at the verge of it? Is my older brother at the verge of it? Or is it just the fact that we're getting older and that we don't remember things the way we used to? You know, doctors seem to think that a lot of your forgetfulness is just the fact of getting older. Is that the case? Or is that the starts of the old-timers dementia? They can't seem to tell you for sure. They don't know. I mean, I remember when I was working, Mama had gone to the doctor because she knew something was wrong because she was forgetting words. The doctor just chalked it up to being getting older. I look back on it now and I'm like, that's where the dementia started. And it doesn't seem like the earlier they find it, the better off you are. There's no cure for it, apparently. I don't believe they understand what causes it. Although I've kind of pieced together some stuff that through the family that has actually got me wondering. Could this start it? Did this start the downfall of Mama's mental capacity? Mama's got three sisters. Mama's got dementia. One of the sisters, you know, I think she's got dementia too, but I think somebody in the family has said something about her having strokes, too. But does dementia cause strokes, or do strokes cause the dementia? I don't know. Something's going on in the brain to cause a stroke, I think. I would think that something's going on in the brain that causes the strokes. Are strokes inherited? I don't know. I think heart problems are inherited. I don't know for sure, but I kind of think I've heard that. A lot of people, you know, they're people in the families had heart problems and they have a heart problem. So I think that's also inherited. So there's all kind of diseases that you get from your family members that are inherited. None of which are good. None of which are going to make you younger. I mean, even dementia. Yeah, dementia throws you back to being the child that you were. It throws you back to being one that can't talk. Baby talk. But physically, it doesn't drop. It can't bring you back to being a child. I don't know. I honestly just... It's definitely worrisome. I'm definitely worried about it. In fact, I'm so worried about it that I'm thinking about talking to Stephanie or having things fixed to where if I do get this dementia, I'm not putting Stephanie and Michael through the same stuff that I'm going through with Mama. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not doing anything for Mama. Mama didn't do for me when I was a kid. But I don't think I want to put Stephanie or Michael, either one, through this. Even though they're going through it with me, with my mom, I personally, if I get this, I don't think I want to put them through it. But I may not have a choice. You know, Stephanie and I did a little bit of checking. When Mama first got this stuff, we did a little bit of checking. Now, we were not seriously thinking about putting her in a nursing home of any sort. But we thought we'd check into it just for the sake of checking into it to find out what they would do, how they would do, the prices, which is extremely high. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous for a nursing home for an elderly person. I mean, we're talking $10,000 and up a month. I mean, I understand there's a lot to go through with somebody that's got dementia going through it with Mama. I understand that. But $10,000 a month for a nursing home is outrageous. And Obamacare is not going to do a thing about it. Obamacare. Oh, don't get me started on politics. This is not the podcast for it. But anyway. So, I mean, you know, all that, thinking about all of that is really quite concerning. I mean, my father was an alcoholic. I mean, he'd start drinking his beer in the morning and wouldn't quit till he went to bed at night. And I know that that's inherited because I like my beer too. I like the taste of beer. Now, I don't like to get down, falling down drunk with it. One or two beers is plenty for me for the weekend. About once every 6 months. That's plenty for me. But if you're not careful, if you're not really, really careful with something like that, that gets out of hand. I mean, one every 6 months is not bad. But when it becomes a every weekend thing, that's not good either. So that's just some of the stuff that I know that's inherited. There's other stuff out there that I feel that may be inherited too, but I don't know for sure. As far as this dementia stuff goes, yeah, we are really sure that it is inherited. Does that mean that you will get it? No. Does it mean that it may skip you? It could. It could skip you and go to your next generation. Skip you and go to one of your kids. That's what I'm a little worried about as well. If it skips me, how much of a chance does Michael have of getting it? How much of a chance does his kids have to get it? I mean, it's in the family. It started somewhere in the family. I mean, if Grandma got it at the end, Mama's had it for 6 years, one of us kids is going to get it. Probably. Now, as far as nieces and nephews, so far, they seem to be fine. Grandkids seem to be fine. Great-grandkids seem to be fine. So, it's really hard to pinpoint where this dementia started in the family. Because it skips a generation, it skips a second generation, but maybe the third one, maybe the third generation will get it. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm a little worried about Michael getting it as well. And Michael's only 23, so I mean, we got time before we have to really worry ourselves too much about that. But, I mean, that's a concern. Because it is inherited. If my older brother and I have got a chance of getting it, our kids have got a good chance of getting it. Their kids have a good chance of getting it. But they have just as much chance of not getting anything at all from it. Inheriting one of the other family diseases. Family has a history of high calcium as well. And that's inherited. That acts a lot like arthritis. And I know that that's inherited. Sisters have it. Mama's sister. Mama has it. Sisters have it. I have it. Every joint in my body hurts at times. Now, as far as I know, Michael's okay. Michael don't have it as of yet. But again, Michael's only 23. It's something that he could get as he gets a little older. You know, I didn't hurt either until I was probably in my 30s before I started really hurting. I was in my 40s before it was actually something was actually said about it being high calcium. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit this week about some of the stuff that you may inherit from your family, and it has absolutely nothing to do with money, material possessions, property, anything like that at all. You got all kind of diseases that you can inherit it. You can have all kinds of complications. The thing that makes you could have inherited. I know I've got my father's temper. So there's all kind of things that you inherit from your family. The things that make you you. So, alright, I'm going to wrap up there. I think it's long enough for this week. But if you'll go ahead and go out to caregivingfordementia.com and leave me a message on this episode, I'd appreciate it. Let me know what you think, what you like, what you don't like. So, until next week, this is Michael on Baby Mountain Radio's production of Caregiving for Dementia. Have a good week, have a safe week, and we'll talk to you next week. If you're still listening to the podcast, I'd like to thank you very much for staying with me this long. But I'd also like to say that everything that you've just heard is my opinion and my opinion only. Just some of the things that I've noticed in the family, my thoughts on some things that's going on, and I have no real medical background at all. So this is just my opinion as to what's going on and my feelings. So again, thank you very much for staying with me this long, and enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next week.